God, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the teaching of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord. I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who asked this from your hand? Trample my courts no more. Bringing offerings is futile. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and calling of convocation. I cannot endure solemn assemblies of iniquity. Your new moons and your appointed festivals my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary. Shall be like snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please respond to the psalm by half verse. Happy are they whose transgressions are forgiven,
and whose sin is put away.
Happy are they to whom the Lord imputes no guilt,
and in whose spirit there is no guile.
While I held my tongue, my bones withered away.
Because of my groaning all day long.
For your hand was heavy upon me day and night.
My moisture has dried up as in the heat of summer.
Then I acknowledged my sin to you.
And did not conceal my guilt.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
Then you forgave me the guilt of my sin.
Therefore, all the faithful will make their prayers to you in time of trouble.
When the great waters overflow, they shall not reach them.
You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble.
You surround me with shouts of deliverance.
New Testament reading is from 2 Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith during all your persecutions and the afflictions that you are enduring. To this end, we always pray for you, asking that our God will make you worthy of his call and will fulfill by his power every good resolve and work of faith, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. This week, I owe anything that's good in what follows to Frederick Buechner, recently deceased hero of mine, and Bishop Andy Loy. The rest is my own, you know, the obtuse, muddy parts. Here's Buechner. From his book, I believe, called Peculiar Treasures. It's an alphabetical listing of major characters in Scripture. Buechner writes, Zacchaeus stood barely 5 feet tall with his shoes off and was the least popular man in Jericho. He was head tax collector for Rome in the district and had made such a killing out of it that he was the richest man in town as well as the shortest. When word got around that Jesus would soon be passing through, he shinned up into a sycamore tree so he could see something more than just the backs of the people's heads in front of him. And that's where he was when Jesus spotted him. Zacchaeus, Jesus said, get down out of there in a hurry. I'm spending tonight with you. Whereupon all Jericho snickered up their sleeves to think he didn't have better sense than to invite himself to the house of a man nobody else would touch with a 10-foot pole. That's Buechner. That's why he's my hero. Bishop Doyle, in a 2016 post, reminds us that the passage just before the one we've just read about Zacchaeus in Luke's gospel, not the one we read last week because we skipped a few paragraphs to get to the one today, that one is Jesus' healing of a blind man. Here's that scene. The blind man sitting by the road. Here's a commotion and is told by onlookers that Jesus is passing by on his way to Jericho. He shouts twice, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus asks him, what do you want me to do for you? And the man says, Lord, let me see again. And then Jesus says, receive your sight. Your faith has saved you. No promise of doing good on that man's part, unlike Zacchaeus, who in Buechner's paraphrase of Luke says, before Jesus had a chance to change his mind, he promised not only to turn over 50% of his holdings to the poor, but to pay back 4-to-1 all the cash he had extorted from anybody else. Jesus' pronouncement at the end of both of these episodes is the same. Salvation. Regarding the blind man, your faith has saved you. To Zacchaeus and the crowd, today salvation has come to this house, Zacchaeus' house. Now, both today's collect and Paul's exhortation to the Thessalonians speak of service and of good works. The collect speaks also of running without stumbling to obtain the heavenly promises. This parish church of Epiphany, like the Thessalonian church Paul addressed, has increased in faith over its lifetime and continues to do so. Like all increases of faith, I think that progress is not a straight upward line, but is marked by moments of valleys and flat places. But the progress is upward. Much, I hope, like my own life of faith with plenty of valleys in it. But faith is the word. Paul praises the Thessalonian church for that increase of faith. Jesus proclaimed salvation to the blind man whose only show of faith was the belief that nothing was impossible for God, for this embodiment of God that is Jesus. Zacchaeus, tax collector and former exploiter of good upstanding citizens, demonstrates faith that Jesus recognizes and commends. And not only in the promises of what he's going to do, but shinning up the tree just to get a glimpse of God incarnate walking by. Maybe the line for me this time around the lectionary is, not surprisingly, the last one in the gospel. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. The poor begging blind man, cast to the side by society, the tax collector, shunned by society for his abuse of power, they might fix the ends of the bracket of that society. The blind man not counting for anything, the tax collector, those people hated him, being at the top of the heap, at least financially. Both in their ways, as lost as we can be ourselves in so many ways. As to the true and laudable service in the collect and the good works in Paul's letter, I believe they're the consequence and evidence of faith and salvation, and certainly not the means of obtaining those. And the unstumbled running and the collect, well, the heavenly promises, I believe, comes to us in the running, not as a reward at the end. And those promises are the assurance of God's love and grace and peace for us and the blind man and the tax collector and everyone else. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. We continue with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the people. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let thy perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. We pray especially for Jim, Jill, Karen, David, Alan, Patty, Carol, Sarah, Chris, and Martin, Maureen, Alicia, Diane, Joey, and Jaden, RG, Shelby, Kristen, Mark, and Rachel, George, Martha and family, the people of Ukraine, and the Degatere family. Are there others? And for those in the military, Brian and Trevor, James, Brian, Kevin, Chris, Jared, Eric, Jonathan, and all in harm's way. We pray for all those who are traveling this week. We pray for all who have died, especially Winifred Roden. We pray in thanksgiving for all who celebrate birthdays and anniversaries this week.
I invite your prayers aloud or silently in thanksgiving at this time. For this and
thanksgiving for Stephen and the imprisoned and all of them.
For the people who died in South Korea yesterday. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, guide the nations of the world into the way of justice and truth, and establish among them that peace which is the fruit of righteousness, that they may become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins, our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen. Amen.
Would you please stand? The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace
be with you.
Peace
be with you.
Peace
be with you.
Peace.
as you do.
Okay.
Are you going to help him with the table? Or are you going to
I think he wants you to do that.
I'll do that.
So you're in the right spot. I'm in too.
Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us and offered to sacrifice to God.
Lord, of power and might.
Son to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Body of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Love.
Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people, forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. May God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you into truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.